Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, October 10th. My name is Ryan Hayes of Access Radio Live, and I'm here with three football players from the Powerhouse West Forsyth High School. I got Giovanni Ricciardi, Kendall Williams, and Jalen Ferguson, and they're going to sit and talk to me about the upcoming game against East Forsyth. But before we get into that, just want to let you know, so I would have got here a little bit earlier, but I had car trouble. You know what happens when you have car trouble? You take your car to West End Auto Clinic, and Ralph Ricciardi will fix you right up. It is at the corner of First Street, Hawthorne Road, and Winston-Salem. Now that I got that out the way, I'm just going to ask a couple questions. So we're just going to start with all three of you guys. Just feel free to chime in whenever you want to. So tell me about the game against East Forsyth, Jalen. Like, what's the move been like around school? You know, two undefeated teams coming in, defending state champions, East Forsyth. Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
It's a big game this week. It's a lot of like talking between the students, but as a football player, we got to stay focused, locked in, and just knowing that we got to do what we have to do to get this dub Friday.
What about you, Gio?
It's been a pretty good buzz around the school. Everyone's pretty excited about the game. We got a lot of people saying they're going and everything. So, I mean, why not? It's probably the biggest game in Winston this Friday and one of the biggest games of the year ever played.
Yeah, it's been a big buzz around school talking about this game. But, you know, if we just come out and execute and do what we do, I think we should come out with the win.
And that's good. So, you know, we're talking about that, you know, being the biggest game in the area. It will be. I know that they're actually trying to sell tickets a little bit early. It's probably going to sell out. It's like I said on my I sent to somebody. Somebody's O has got to go. And, you know, I know you guys don't want it to be your O. Tell me a little bit about East Forsyth. What are you guys seeing on video? Gio, what are you seeing from their offense?
They got some really good backs. They got a quarterback who can run around good and sling it down the field pretty nice. So, I mean, I think if we just stay in coverage and the focus on stopping the run heavy, I think we should be all right.
What about you, Kendall?
I think that they have a lot of talented weapons also. So, I think that should help that if we just key in on their targets and lock them up, I think we should get the job done this week.
So, what do you see on their defense that's probably could give you a little bit of trouble with as a quarterback?
It's probably the first team that really tried to play us man to man. I think we got some good guys out wide, so really test that. And I feel like we got a good line up front, so we should be straight.
So when I normally sit students down and our student athletes down, we do talk about football, but tell me a little bit about, like, the day-to-day, what's practice been like? What are some of the things that you guys are probably trying to implement this a little bit different, specifically because you're playing a good team like East Forsyth? Jalen?
Practice, it's been a lot of energy this week. Everybody's been locked in. Just the little things, like just working on meshes, nothing too major, just trying to touch up the little things for this week.
All right. Can you explain to just the general audience, you know, I do a lot of different sports to some people. What is a mesh?
Basically, like a little handoff from like the quarterback to the running back, making sure it's precise and no fumbles could occur.
All right, is that the thing? It's like the read point. You know, there you go.
Yes.
So I figure it's a little option going on, right? Yeah, a little option football, kind of like the service academies. During school, how are you able to kind of like balance this? Like, you know, just being able to know that game's coming up and the anticipation, it'll be for you. I'll go with you, Gio, on it, and everybody else can answer after that. How hard has it been to keep focus, basically on the academic end when you know you got this game coming up?
Almost impossible, really, because you know what's going to happen Friday and you know it's a big game. You're just really excited more than anything, so it's just been hard to sit still during class, and all you can really think about is the game, so it's hard to really think about what your history teacher is saying or something when everything just comes back to the game, really.
Well, What about you, Kendall?
I just think for me, day to day, it's just people asking, like, how are y'all going to do? How are y'all going to do? So that's kind of like the main thing. But, you know, I just clear all that out and just focus on being a student while I'm in school. And after school, I'm a football player. So
what about you, Jalen?
Basically what Kendall said, just trying to know that you're a student athlete first and school comes first. But at the same, you got the back in your head thinking of the game and you got to be ready.
You know, I always think people when people ask you how you're going to do, like, that's a dumb question. Like, no, we're going to lose. Like, I mean, who in the heck would say that? You know, like, well, you got to be confident in everything that you do. And so it's good that you guys are going out there confident, knowing, you know, that you need to go out there and get the job done. We got Coach Snow that just walked in here. So if you're going to walk in, Coach Snow is going to speak. So, Coach Snow, tell me a little bit about the game against East Forsyth. You know, what have you guys been doing? It's a little bit different.
Nothing's different. You just got to go play. Do the best you can. Go from there. Hopefully these guys do a good job talking. Didn't send them crazy.
No.
They did. That's good. You know, hopefully I trained them a little bit better than that. But no, it'll be good. It's going to be a great environment. That's what you work hard for. That's why you go do what you got to do. That's why you get after it. And here you go.
So, with this being the game that it is, and we're talking about the issue of where everybody's talking about it, is there anything that you guys are getting from like the other team? You know, I know that I don't know what it's like. You know, I mean, just I know what it's like to be your age and play high school football, but I don't know what it's like to be your age and have all this social media going on where it could really, really affect you and affect your focus. So is there anything that you guys been, you know, seeing going around that, you know, that is kind of maybe causing you guys to get off focus, or, you know, what's going on in the social media and what's been the buzz going on?
I mean, people going to talk. That's what they're going to do, but basically, you got to know that you do most of your talking on the field, basically.
Gio?
I mean, yeah, there's things that always come up. It's such and such said this, such and such said that. I mean, a lot of times it's just rumors and stuff that people not even playing the game like to make up and just really try and hype up the game for more than it is. But, I mean, you just got to put that stuff on a back burner and just worry about playing football.
Right.
They're called spoons. And all spoons do is stir stuff up. Doesn't matter. Basically, doesn't matter. You got to keep it. You got to have blinders on and go do what you got to do. Leave the spoons alone. Let the spoons talk. And the spoons can do what they're going to do, so it ain't going to matter. So at the end of the day, you still got to go play. And let people do what they got to do. And, hey, that's fun for them. It's great. You just got to stay out of the mess and go play.
Yeah, well, Coach Snow, yeah, I understand that, but, you know, you also need spoons to eat.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to go out there and eat, too.
I think I've done that a few times myself, as you can see.
Yes, sir. So
you didn't have to say yes on that. It's okay. I appreciate that.
So we're here, and I want to kind of stay on the topic of social media with everybody being able to kind of get to you or be able to have to make contact with you. How do you handle it in a sense of knowing that there could be college coaches monitoring you, other kids' parents, other teachers? What are some of the things that you guys do with your social media to make sure that that you're putting out the right stuff, like, and you're not putting something out that it could cause a coach not to want to recruit you or talk to you? Gio, we'll go with you.
I mean, pretty much, I just wouldn't put anything out there that I wouldn't want my mom to read. So, I mean, you just look at it like that, and I think you should be fine keeping your social media clean and everything.
Yeah. And I asked that question for the simple fact that there's some athletes out there that will put something up there that they shouldn't put up there, and we see it all the time where there's a professional athlete now that puts something on their social media account when they were 13 years old, and they want to go back and kill them over it. And it's basically you guys listening and them telling you for you younger guys to kind of watch what you put, because if stuff does come back to haunt you, even if you work a 9-to-5 after finishing college, even your employers will go back and try to find stuff on there. Everything is you know, I want you guys to kind of learn stuff from these athletes here, and especially the younger generation, the ones playing, you know, Pop Warner football that wants to get up to this level and be on a great team. So just, you know, typically, you know, it's just general conversation. Like, you know, if you know, I played for Coach Snow real quick. I got to tell you a Coach Snow story. So Coach Snow was my was the offensive line coach at R.J. Reynolds High School back in the late 90s. Yes, I was about 160 pounds playing offensive tackle, wrestled in high school. I don't know what I did, and I want to say I might have threw a football and made a mistake and it hit Coach Snow. So where we practice at R.J. Reynolds, we practice at Haynes Park where the varsity baseball team or where the baseball team plays baseball. And there's a school called Wiley that's just, it's probably a good 1,000 or so plus yards away. And he had me like run. He says, run all the way up, go up, touch the front door at Wiley and run back. Coach Snow, you know, I know you're going to listen to this later. I actually ran and there was this tree and I kind of hid behind it and waited a couple minutes and then I ran back. Because, yeah, that simply wasn't happening. But anyways, just tell me, just outside of football, I want you guys, each of you guys, to tell me a little bit about yourself outside of football, starting with Kendall. What are some things that you do that nobody else would think you'd be into?
I'm in the medical field, kind of, because I have Crohn's disease myself, so I know, like, coming off injuries and or just, like, coming back, honestly. Freshman year was my first year back in football in 5 years, and I love being back in this sport, so that's a little about me that people don't know.
Well, so a little bit about that. What is that?
It's where, like, your intestines are inflamed, so you can't really do anything, and it's just, like, painful in your stomach. So I have to take pills and medicine and all that, but 100% not. So,
what about you, Gio? What are some of the things that you do?
Well, my family's always been big into animals and everything, and so what we like to do is we got actually 4 dogs at home right now, which is probably some more than most families in America. So we're really into like rescuing dogs and everything. So that's what's really grown to be one of my passions, and like saving animals.
About you, Jalen?
Mostly just trying to spend time with my family, mostly. Knowing that I'm going a lot for football. My dad also coaches, so he's going a lot. So just spending family time, just the little things, eating family dinner, and just trying to stay in touch.
So how do you all deal with the, like, the temptations to do things that will kind of hinder your ability out there on the field? Rather, it's the party on Friday and Saturday nights. How do you, in this position, there are going to be people that really want you to succeed, and then there are going to be people that they're praying for your downfall, and you know they'll really act like that they're your friends, but at the end of the day they want to drag you in stuff and force you to maybe put things in your body that's not going to fuel your body for competition, and it's not going to it's just going to impact your body negatively. So tell me a little bit. We'll start with you, Kendall. How do you deal with situations like that?
I think it all comes down to who you surround yourself with. Like, if you surround yourself with good people that have good intentions, then you won't have those problems. But if you surround yourself with people that don't have those good intentions as you do, then you'll be in a predicament you don't want to be in.
What about you, Gio?
I really just ask myself, like, is this going to help me get to where I want to be, or is this going to help me win on Friday night? Really, so it's just, if it's not helping me to get to where I want to be or anything, then what's the point of it? Because it's just wasting my time.
I think these two hit it on the head. Basically, trying to keep the right people in your little circle and just knowing long-term goals get to hurt you. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I know it's tough. Sometimes you got certain temptations, stuff you may have to deal with. And you guys said the right thing. You know, I always tell some of the kids or youngsters that I know that you are, you people place their judgment or their opinion on you based on who you hang out with, and make no doubt about it. If you hang around with people that that don't do the right things, people are going to associate you with that, and then you may not do it, but then you may fall into it. So I always tell kids, you gotta be. Got to be worried about that. Got to be conscious of who's in your corner and who's not in your corner. So with defensively, Kendall and Gio, tell me a little bit about some other players on the defensive end that you could probably shout out that's been really, really given, has really been contributing a lot.
I think Mac Davis has stepped up. Even though he's a sophomore, I think he stepped up and played a big part in defense also. And I think in secondary wise, I think Jake Hill and Chris Van Cleef have stepped up too. Also, they're young, but they still getting the job done also.
Yeah, I think up front, really, Patrick Smith, he's been a big part of helping us stop the run. I mean, when he's in there, it's just he plugs both A gaps and he just dominates up front. And also Slade Garrity is just a monster. I mean, you can always count on him to do exactly what he's supposed to do. And I think he's probably one of the most slept-on players in the conference that nobody really knows about.
Yeah. What about offensively? Who are some of the people that, your go-to guys?
I think everybody plays a really big role, but Jumaane and Zaire helped me out a lot. You already know them two can tote the ball. And just they opened up the play action for me, which I got some pretty good guys out wide, like CJ Graham, Shane, and Step. But at the end of the day, you got to thank the big guys up front. They do a good job in helping everything.
That's good. Yeah, I see. Yeah, the defense. Yeah, you got two sophomores? Is it two sophomores starting? Or is it Chris and Mac?
Chris,
right?
And Mac. Yeah, Chris and Mac.
Yeah, Mac actually comes from a family of athletes. I don't know if you guys know, but his dad was a 2-time state wrestling champion, believe it or not. So yeah, it's in him. And I know a lot about Chris, so I actually used to help him work out when he was in eighth grade. He's always been the kind of kid that would be the first one in the gym and the last one to leave, and is always pushing himself to get stronger and get faster. And I have to tell this story, even though he's not the type of person that seeks attention. But the way I knew this kid, Chris Van Cleef, was his stepdad or whatnot took a position at the church as a pastor, and I remember everybody on the board of elders telling me that this pastor has a kid that was an athlete, and I was like, pastor's kid, all right, can't be too good of an athlete. So kid finally came to church, and I said, hey man, let's go lift weights and at the gym. And this kid, I said, hey man, we're going at 5:30, can you be up at 5:30 in the morning? And it's 5:15, and he's calling me, asking me, where I was. I'm outside on the porch. Yeah. And so that's, that's the kind of person that you get out of him. But yeah, he's just that kind of kid, But going back, so we're all at we're at the level that where colleges are looking at us. Anybody here getting any offers or talking to anybody? We'll start with you, Jalen.
I got an offer last week from Elizabeth City, but I've been talking to a couple schools like UNC Charlotte and East Tennessee State lately.
I see you, Gio. I think every time I'm on social media, you're popping up somewhere, some school doing a visit. Tell me a little bit about how it's going for you.
Yeah, it's going pretty good. It's a process right now. I'm getting looked at by some schools in the Sun Belt, schools like Elon, App State, Coastal Carolina, Western Carolina, Furman. Schools like that, really. There's some good places.
Anyway, what about you?
I've been talking to UNC Charlotte, Campbell, Elon also, Western Carolina, and a few more other schools.
So we'll start this question with you, Kendall. So maybe 5, 6, 7 years down the road, where do you want to be at?
I've been looking at two options, physical therapy and actually a firefighter. I've been looking at being a firefighter for a while, and those are my two options.
What about you, Gio? Just if, let's say somewhere down the road, you know, just, you know, football. Let's say football is not an option. What would you, what is something that you?
I've been looking at, you know, something in the business world, either owning my own business or trying to be pretty high up in one, or also maybe being like a personal trainer.
You gonna fix some cars?
Not in my interest.
So, I at the top of the hour, I named Weston Onoclitic. Told you to go there and take your cars. Actually, the guy that owns that is Gio's dad. So, and I actually really have taken my car down there because it's literally like two blocks from where I live. What about you, Jalen?
Like they say, you always gotta have a backup plan if football don't work. But like Kendall said, like sports medicine, like physical therapy, I'm pretty interested in stuff like that.
Right. And is there anything you guys should simply just, you know, want to talk about, just and just in general, just, you know, when I get you guys on here, we have a lot of airtime. These interviews are normally allotted for, you know, at 30 minutes to an hour, so it's just a general conversation. You know what, you know what, you know, tell them a little bit about things, man. What's up?
The weather, really.
No,
this weather's been crazy.
Yeah, been up and down. You know, it's crazy. The crazy part about it is that this is actually like perfect. It's starting to be perfect football weather. And it's been hot, been muggy. I like where it's at, but then the moment it starts kind of creeping into the cold.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody wants to be hot again, man. Yeah. There's just big on that. I guess it would be one of the just kind of came a little bit late in the game, man. I think it would have been – I remember games that happened 2 weeks ago where it would have been, like, already down in the 40s. Who was taking pictures? Yeah, but anyways, yeah, so, you know, that's general – Coach, no, you got to stop that, man. So Coach knows, like, taking pictures through, like, this little glass where, like, we're in his office and there's this little – glass kind of partition there, or he's kind of taking pictures of his athletes. Tell me a little bit about how it is playing for a guy named like Coach Snow.
Yeah, he's a very good man. I think some people may not think so, but I think he's one of the best coaches I've had in my time in football.
What about you, Gio? What is it like playing for Coach Snow?
He's been great to me ever since I came over here. I mean, he's really just been almost like a second father to me. He just really takes care of me, whatever I need. He's always looking out for me. He's got what's best for me and mine and everything, but also keeping what's best for the team. And he cares about more than just winning. He cares about you as a person, how you're doing.
What about you?
Like they said, they hit it up, but like he's definitely been one of the best coaches I ever had. On the field and off, knowing that there's someone you could talk to if anything's happening, just knowing what's the best for you and trying to lead you in the right path to success.
Yeah, you know, and I can say that Coach Snow is a great guy. His head coach was my head coach, who actually hired him and gave him his kind of first coaching gig. So, and Alex Mabin, who was his coach, was a pretty good guy and has been a big believer and a big FCA guy. So yeah, Coach Snow knows what it's like to kind of really mentor and help young kids. So just this question that I'll ask, it's crazy because it just kind of speaks to kind of who you are or the way you think sometimes. And I'm gonna ask it the one, and why the other one is answering a question is going to give you guys time to think, because it's a crazy one like that. I'm going to go with Gio. You seem like you pretty smart guy. If you could have dinner with three people, living or dead, who would it be and why?
For sure, I'd have to put Ray Lewis in there because he's my favorite football player of all time. I'd have to go with Martin Luther King, too. Because he was just a great leader in this world and everything, and just strong perseverance and everything. So he's definitely got some good qualities in there. And My third. Let's see. I have to go with Muhammad Ali because claims he's the greatest. So gotta have dinner with the greatest.
Yeah, it gives you time to kind of pick their brain. Like, well, why do you think you are the greatest? You know, like with everybody else's, you know, that's been or boxed or did this. Yeah, so it'd be a good question. What about you, Jalen?
Like you said, Martin Luther King would be a good person to just sit down and have a conversation with. Another person, I'll say Michael Jordan, seeing how he handles everything, just how he's considered the greatest of all time, as a brand, and just getting to sit back and chill with him. Another person, I would say, like he said, I'll say Cam Newton. Just that's my favorite quarterback. Played with my favorite team, and just trying to see how he handles criticism, people saying, trying to his shoulder and everything, how he deals everything out of it.
Oh wow! Let me ask you a question. Do you think that that Cam Newton's probably done with this, or do you think he kind of come back? Do you think Kyle Allen should remain a starter? Like, tell me a little bit about that.
I'm a big fan of Cam Newton, and I've been that for a little minute, but I hate to say it, but I think Kyle Allen's doing a good job right now. He might have to stay at that spot. We're winning a couple games on him right now.
So being that you are a quarterback, and you I guess kind of look up or kind of idolize Cam Newton, are you going to start dressing like him?
Nah, I think he got some funky dressing styles. I don't know if I can get in on with that stuff.
Well, so what about you, Kendall? If you could have dinner with three people, living or dead, who would it be and why?
One, I would say Barack Obama, just from he's the first black president, so you just have to have lunch with him. Two, Jalen Ramsey, that's my favorite athlete. And three, I would have to say, Martin Luther King.
Yeah, so you know some of the people you name, or some of have been some of our country's top leaders in a lot of things. You know, speaking of our country, we live in the best country ever. But you know, sometimes you go to look on the news and you see current events, and some things that are not going this is not going too well. Tell me a little bit, maybe Gio, about some of the things going on, in this country in general, that people can, Coach Snow's coming here and interrupted our podcast.
No.
What do you want, a protein shake?
No, that other thing. You,
you want,
right there.
You want the food?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. You want the food. Yeah. Man, you see, like, we can't have a podcast in peace. That looks good, too. What is that? Oh, is that yours? It's not yours? Oh.
Not even mine.
Yeah, so, yeah, a little bit. What's going on? Tell a little bit about stuff, going on in this country, stuff that you worry about. Like I said, it's, you guys are football, you guys are athletes, but, you also have worry outside of here. Like, what are some things you think probably should be changed, or, stuff that you think about every day that you think you may want to try to have an impact on in the future?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things, but really I think a lot of our problems are just comes from people just looking for attention or not really being like nice to each other. I think a lot of problems could be solved for even it gets to like the news level and everything. I think a lot of people just looking for attention, but also people just being mean to each other for stupid reasons, and I don't really get why people should just like try to like talk it out instead of just violence and stuff, because that's just going to lead to deaths and people being wounded, and that's what makes it on the news, and that's all you see. So if I think people just really just try to talk it out before it got to that, then I think you wouldn't see as much of the bad stuff on the news and might actually start seeing some good stuff for once.
What about you, Kendall?
A problem I see is, like, I've been watching the news lately and gas prices are, going up. So I hope the gas prices go down soon, because I drive too, so that $20 is eating me alive.
No, man. It's you know, gas prices, man. Like they are really, really high. Like it's one of those things where, you want to blame gas prices on your own the leadership in this country. Like gas prices are going to be the gas prices regardless. Gas prices have been extremely high up under a Democratic president. Gas prices has been extremely high up under a Republican president. That's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. But that's also the way it is when you kind of rely on like foreign oil and things like that. You know, and then when it does come down, you get a good little breather, a good little chance to, all right, good. You know, I'm not getting all this pain at the pump. And then right when you get used to it, it just goes back up. I don't know what kind of analytics or algorithms or whatever it is that they use to determine what they want to put gas prices at. But, you know, it's just a lot going on in this country. What are some things you guys want to try to do maybe in the future, especially if you guys get to where you have a platform to be able to help some of the stuff that's going on in this country? Like, what are some things you ever thought about doing, Jalen, that you think would kind of maybe help just people in general?
Giving back to your town and just helping out schools and making sure they have the best environment they got. What
about you, GL?
I'd love to give back to really Winston-Salem because, I mean, it's where I'm from and we have a really high poverty rate, and really, if I got in a position one day, I'd really like to help some to change that.
Yeah, like they two said, I think I would give back to my community too, because I've been seeing stuff on the news where like people are in poverty and hungry and stuff like that. So I would build houses and fundraise money for organizations that need
stuff like that. You know, and it's tough. You know, you never know what you got, and you know, and until you have probably like put the shoes on somebody else. I'll actually, some of the things you guys can do don't necessarily really almost you don't really need to have a platform to do it. You know, I go ever so often, and I try to go volunteer at the Samaritan Ministries. People you know, walk around and they talk about, you know, what they don't have, but when in all actuality, everybody in here is Donald Trump to the poorest person out there. And so that's why I just try to go out and help who I can. You know, I'm not a rich guy, but you know, I just try to do what I can to help out and give back. And that's something you guys could do if you ever decide to volunteer somewhere, you know, Red Cross, Samaritan Ministries, just things like that. But what I'm gonna do is we're gonna wrap this up. But before we do, anybody got anything they want to say? Get off your chest. Any more things about the game? You know what? You know what's it? You know, the floor is y'all's.
Come see the game on Friday. I mean, it's that plain and simple.
At East Forsyth.
Yep.
Basically. I don't want to go into predictions. You know, as far as score, because that'd be like talking junk. So I don't want to do that. I'm not gonna. I'm not even going to do it like that. You know, I will tell you this. We all know East Forsyth's a great team. I know Coach Snow, you know, Todd Willard's over there. I've gotten to know last 10 years just being around the sport. You know, myself, he's going to bring a good team. So it's going to be a great game. I'm going to try to make it, and there's a chance that I may I may have to miss it. You know, it's always those games at East Forsyth that I hate, because like once you're there and you watch the game, it takes you like 2 hours to get out of that school because it's like one way parking this. But you guys don't have to worry about that because they let the activity buses out first or whatnot. But anyways, though, this has been another episode of Access Radio Live, and I want to say Kendall, Gio, and Jalen, thank you guys for being on the show.
Thank you.
And good luck. And I want you guys to go out there, play your best. And I just wish everybody a injury-free football game and the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right. I appreciate everybody.
Appreciate you.
There we go.
Appreciate you.